In a lot of major markets, public radio, especially news coverage, is more popular now than commercial. I was wondering, in terms of reporting the news, why do you think public radio might be a little bit more of a popular choice amongst listeners?
I think we have more flexibility and freedom to dive in deeper on stories, and we don't have to cover the most sensational stories or take the angle of whatever is the most sensational. And so I think people appreciate that approach sometimes. And, you know, I think it's nice to have audio. You really get to capture people's voices and the human story. Audio, it's just still an awesome medium, and you can tell a great narrative. And with those vivid sounds, you can really picture things in your head. And I think it's refreshing for a lot of folks.
In your opinion, is there a difference between public radio and community radio?
It's hard to say. I work for a lot of stations, including yours. Some define themselves as community, some public. So I've personally never been extremely clear on what the difference is. I know some of the community radio stations do have more opportunities for volunteers to be on the air, and they have more flexibility in their programming when it comes to the music side of things and even news. Some of the public radio stations, they may have internship programs or volunteer opportunities, but it's not as much on-air volunteer opportunities. So that's one difference I know in terms of programming and maybe the amount of hours you have news on the air versus music. Some of the stations in the Denver metro area, it's either all news or all music, and so you don't have a station that has a little bit of each. So it depends. I think both public radio and community stations are crucial members of their community, and they can help bring people together. And in a smaller town, you may know everyone a lot more than in a big metro area, but I still think you can build that sense of community and understanding what's happening, and they both serve that purpose.
And if you could talk a little bit about Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, what is the value of collaboration between stations?
There's a huge value because news budgets are tight, even in major markets. When you're talking print media, TV, and radio, there's not the resources to hire the number of people you would need to really cover all the stories out there. And I work out of the State Capitol Bureau. Those are the first places to go. In the state of Colorado, we have one reporter in our whole state who's based in Washington, D.C., covering our congressional delegation. For a state this size, one person. There used to be a lot more. And so when you can have these collaborations, the resources and the dollars just go that much farther. I work for 15 different stations, and they certainly pretty much, and none of them could afford to have a reporter based at the state capitol. And so there's so many issues that are universal when you live in a state, whether it's water and infrastructure to education, roads, it goes on and on, that impacts every single person no matter where you live. And so you can add that value to listeners by pooling resources. And that's what's made my position so successful. And other regions of the country, they're doing that on various topics, from agriculture to Western issues. There's just a lot of collaboration happening, and I think it's good because you have to ultimately set aside your own little fiefdom and think about the audience and providing the best product to them. And you just have so many more opportunities to do that when you are collaborating. And I think a lot of people, you know, let's say you live in Telluride, you love hearing about something happening in Paonia or Aspen or, you know, different parts of the state. So there's local stories that even if it happens in your community, it's still relevant to someone living somewhere else in the state.
And I know it's kind of hard to put you on the spot like this, but I wonder, is there a favorite story that kind of sticks out in your mind that you've done in your career?
One story I enjoyed reporting was an NPR story on how the state was transforming health education in the wake of marijuana legalization. And the reason that was a fun story is just it's always great to get out there and talk to people on the ground that are impacted by policies. And I was able to talk to high school students who were in school. I talked to a parent. I went to a school. And, you know, getting all those different voices and getting out into the community, those are my favorite stories that can have an impact. Then you can hear from real people about what they're thinking on an issue. One story that also stands out, and I just got extremely lucky on this story. It was during the presidential race. We were a huge swing state. It was Romney versus Obama. And Mitt Romney was coming out to Colorado to Red Rocks Amphitheater to do a rally. And it was in the evening, and it ended up being just a phenomenal location for a political rally. I was covering the rally. As people were coming out, I stopped and I'm interviewing people. And of course, it's Romney supporters that are there. And I found a guy who was an undecided voter. The next morning, Obama was going to be in Denver for his own rally. And this young man came to the Romney event and was going to the Obama event the next morning, just a few hours later. And he was going to base his decision on those two rallies. And that was just a fun story because it was just kind of a run of the mill. Here I am at this event and I found this undecided voter and he was unaffiliated. And then I caught up with him after the Obama rally and kind of, did you make your decision on who you're going to vote for? So that was just a fun one that stands out in terms of the election season that I happened upon this person and actually that he was taking so much effort and putting that much thought into his voting decision was pretty impressive.